Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. This is a great show. This is a show I do with Annette Rigolo, and this is about enlightened environments. Now, here's what I want to say about this before we even get going. You know, if you would have told me a year ago that I would be looking at the physicality of my life, like, you know, we know what we've gone through with COVID, relationships, we're still going through it. We know all that. But if you would have told me that I would now have a new sense or a new awareness on the physical environment, I would have probably said to you, yeah, I get it, but kind of not. So this morning, what happened was I'm doing the show from one of our conference studios here. And I realized that right across the hall is where we had set that up. And all of a sudden, it didn't feel right. It didn't feel right. And I said to Jessica, I said, look, I can't explain it. So there were two things I did today. I said, I can't explain it, but I want to move out of that room and I want to move in this room. And she didn't even blink. She didn't even ask me why. It had nothing to do with the view, although this is facing in a different direction. But it had something to do with just a feeling. Now, I don't know what that means, but today, get ready for this. The energy is depleting you and your environment. They are real. Today, and it's going to take us on a journey how we learn the various energies that are creating stress in our home. They deplete our energy. And we're going to talk about what that means, stress, because a lot of times you may be thinking, oh, it's like this really heavy thing. For me, it was enough to know that I've been doing my show in that room for months. And all of a sudden today, it hit me. There was something about it that hit me today. Annette, great to have you on the show. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. Great to be here again. I'm excited.
Well let's talk about your show, Enlightened Environments. And let's talk a minute about what you do, why you do it. And we're going to get into how you do it during the show. But look, you are a soul guide. You're a global teacher. You're an environmental healer. You're an author, a speaker. You're all of those things. But you're also extremely skilled, expert, actually, in the energies. And it could be an energy of a room. I mean, we don't need to judge like, oh, I got this really bad energy in my kitchen. Yeah, if you feel like you got a really bad energy, you know, what is it that could be going on in that space? What do you need to do? But look, you're a master instructor for inner diamond meditation. You're a diamond dowsing, all of that. You teach people all of this. But this is what I know today. I had to move. Out of all the busyness we had, I had to move 10 feet from there to here.
That's amazing. That's funny.
Right? I don't know if I'd have been that aware of it if I hadn't been talking to you. But sometimes people want to overanalyze it. Let's talk about these energies in our environment, what they could feel like. For me, it was just like, I just have to move across the hall. Maybe it's the direction, right? Help me out here.
All right. So I break the energies down that are depleting us into two categories. There are earth energies, natural phenomena on the earth, and there's man-made energy. So let's talk about the earth energy first. Okay. So there is something called geopathic stress. Geopathic stress is underground water, it's fault lines, it's something under the surface of the earth that we cannot see, but it's affecting us and it creates stress on our bodies. So, for instance, a really simple story. I love stories.
I do too.
So this is the kind of stuff that geopathic stress does. It doesn't allow us to heal. It doesn't allow us to go into a deep sleep. So people that have trouble sleeping, sometimes it's geopathic stress. But this one, I've done a lot of dowsing in the last 12 years. This one home I went into, there was a geopathic stress line coming through the bed, the lower part of the bed. And whoever sleeps on the side of the bed where it's hitting absorbs much of the energy. So it was going through this guy's lower leg, right? So I'm asking, it's like, oh, what's going on with your leg? Something's got to be going on because it was so strong. And he basically said, well, I had this tattoo a year and a half ago, and it's never healed. It kept getting infected. And I'm going, well, there's the geopathic stress. It doesn't allow us to heal. So cured the geopathic stress. Within 2 weeks, his tattoo was healed. So it's a really simple visual story of what happens with geopathic stress.
Yeah. It's really fascinating, though, because, you know, I always prepare for shows, right? Now, Benny will tell you, I used to prepare by going through 4 or 5 binders that I would bring into the studio. Now I don't do that much anymore, but I still really think about and prepare and get ready. And I was looking at today and in the fact that we are going to talk about energies. And let me ask you this question, right? We talked about our environments, right? Whether they support us or deplete us. We did that in previous shows, right? But this idea of energies, that is the key for me. It's critical. You see, there's nothing wrong with that room. That's like our fancy dancy room across the hall, right? It's got great furniture, great paintings. Had nothing to do with that. The only thing I could think of was my awareness now in prepping for this show and just tuning in to an energy and knowing enough because I've been listening to you to make a move today.
So funny. Well, congratulations.
It is funny. but this room, I honestly, it's like I didn't really have the details on how this room would feel, right? But I knew that there was something heavier there, yeah. Right? I moved to this room. And I've got 3 windows across that you can't see it. So the light's coming in here. Yeah. We put up the green screen, which we're still working on, but it is a lighter energy. Let me ask you this. Everything is energy, but yet we do not look at energy in our space that it affects us, right?
Right. So you're right. Everything is energy. So and not all energy is this high, wonderful, uplifting energy. It's like this planet is billions of years old, right? Mm. Humanity has been on this planet for who knows how long, millions of years. But we've created, there's damage that has happened to the Earth. We've created density. We've created karma through wars, through fighting, all of the stuff that we've done. All of this creates energy, right? So let's talk about another earth energy that's really important to know about. So the earth has a physical body. It also has an etheric body. Just like us, we have a physical body, we have an etheric body. So the earth has this etheric body that's created by ley lines. It's made up of ley lines. So you've probably heard of ley lines. There's swallows that follow it to go to as they move, they migrate. Ducks follow it. Geese follow these ley lines. So these ley lines, when they cross, and make a perfect 90-degree angle. They're connected to the earth. It creates this wonderful positive vortex, this beautiful uplifting energy. And that's probably what you were drawn into as you moved into the space. Like, oh, this place feels good. It feels uplifting.
Yeah.
When these ley lines move or shift and they move out of that 90-degree angle, it creates what's called a negative vortex. And it's this downward spiral energy that if people are sleeping in it, working in it, it just pulls them into their deepest, darkest self. And people will have nightmares, night terrors, depression, anxiety, because of this energy.
I want to ask you this as a follow-up question. Because I want to talk about the impact that you're you are like the expert on this. And you have those words that explain it to people. I just walk in and I say, like, the energy's off. Like, and I say, well, what do you mean? Right? I mean, because I don't really know. But I will tell you recently, I've become more acutely aware of it, right? I've been more acutely aware of it. It maybe because, you know, I'm so aware of my own place now that I moved into a year ago. It's been a year. Linda will say the same thing. She says, I've got to do this here. I got to do something here in our own home. But yet, if you walked in there, you'd see this beautifully decorated place, but yet she knows there's something there. And, you know, I have another family member that, as I mentioned to you earlier, lost someone in their family and doesn't know anything about what we're talking about, but it may be underneath this. I made a statement the other day, and I would love for you to comment on it. What I said was, look, we just don't feel it. But if we have an animal friend, right, a dog, a cat, I think they feel it. I don't know. Is that true? Did I just make that up, or is that a true statement?
That is an absolutely true statement.
Yeah.
So our animal friends have a purpose. So the cats, actually, they're here and they're in service. So our animal friends are in service. They're in this process of their own evolution, right? So the cats come in and they know how to absorb negative energy. So I always tell people, watch where your cats lay. If they constantly lay in one place, there might be some negative energy in that place. Okay. Dogs bring us positive energy. So they need positive energy in their environment in order to absorb it and bring it to us. So there's a house I doused a few years ago. They have two dogs. And every morning, the dogs would run out and lay in the driveway for 4 hours and wouldn't move. I found out when I doused the house that there were two negative vortexes in the house. There was no positive energy there.
Wow.
The place that they ran to lay in for 4 hours every morning was a positive vortex. So they would lay there, absorb all the energy that they could before they could come back in the house. Mm. So I changed the two negative vortexes to a positive. And after I doused, they still ran out to the driveway, would lay there for about maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and they were fine. They didn't need to absorb all of that positive energy. So our animals, if we watch what's going on with our animals, they will show us where there's positive and negative energy.
Yeah.
It was one other story that's coming up. It was so funny. So one house I doused, they had a positive vortex in their closet, which is a really weird place to have it, right?
I was just thinking that, but you know. I just had a moment of that.
So we don't know where the positive vortexes are before we build a house. I'm helping people identify them now. But so anyway, they had a positive vortex in their closet. Their dog, they had a dog, and it constantly wanted to lay in the closet. And it's like, why are you laying in the closet? But once they understood that there was a positive vortex there, it's like, okay,
yeah,
lay in the closet.
Yeah. And you know, you're so right about that. The reason I'm bringing this up is because, first of all, I want to let people know, not only do you, let's remind people what dowsing is, but not only that is something you do, but you teach people. You know, you have classes that you've started. I mean, you're so amazing at transferring your knowledge to people. And I took a look at this and I said, wow, she's like, when is she doing that? Oh, she's doing that the 29th. Oh, wow, that's cool. When she's doing, so you are not just somebody that says, bring me into your home or bring me into your space and whatever that is. You're also transferring this knowledge. Tell us about that. Because for me, there may be people that hear the word douse and don't really understand it. But we're going to get into that, right, in a minute. Yeah. But this is also about talking and teaching, too.
Yes. I love to teach.
Yeah.
So I look at it as it's empowering others to take care of their own environment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Once you know how to douse, you can check in with the energy of your own house. I have all of my children's homes are doused. One of the focuses when the dowsing program was created by Marie Diamond was that there be a dowser in every family. So let's go back to dowsing.
Please, for a minute.
Dowsing, I have a really simple definition of dowsing. It's basically a technique, and you can use a pendulum, dowsing rods, twigs, whatever. It's a technique that helps you find things that you cannot see with your physical eyes. So the energy in your space, you cannot see with your physical eyes, but your dowsing rods, when you learn how to douse, it will, depending on the questions you ask, you learn how to ask those very specific questions, and it, your dowsing rods respond and gives you the information that you need in order to find and cure this negative energy in your space.
Yeah, I love this topic. Okay, before we go further, I've mentioned so many things, classes, but people don't know how to find out about you. And by the way, you all out there, let me just say this. Anytime we do a show, like Annette is right here now, you have a question. You have something going on in your space. You don't even know what it is. You don't have to know what it is. We've opened up the phone lines for those of you out there to call in. If you're over at Facebook, go ahead and type something in. We'll get your questions on here. We'll get things addressed. 1-800-930-2819. And before we even go in a little bit further, because, you know, I want to talk more about energy and the impact of it in a minute. But would you give people the best way that they can find out about you? Now, I'm on your website, so that's how I know about the Mount Shasta retreat and Diamond Dowsing basic virtual class. But tell them how they can find all that out.
So my website is Annette Rugolo, RUGOLO.com.
Yes. And for those of you out there, please, Annette is offering a lot of information. Like when you go and you look at the about page on Annette's site, you're going to see everything that I briefly mentioned about her. But I want to just say this. Let me just read this from your site and then let's go into the energy part of it. There is an inner peace that we start finding when we start collecting our soul pieces back. Now, I don't have the knowledge you have, but I will say this. Since I started doing this show 20 years ago, this has been an educate. I'm a student. That's what I am. I am a student. Some people call me a catalyst. I am a gatherer of a lot of knowledge and an expert of very few, except how to put a network together and how to mentor people on doing the show. That I'm good at.
Huge. That's huge.
But what I've noticed is, and I want to talk to you about this, you know, right here is, energy depleting us in our environment. I just want to say this because let's talk story. Energy depleting in our environment. Some people think, you know what? Oh, my energy at the office is so bad. And then they go home and they don't feel any better. But energy gets depleted. And we think it is everything but perhaps that lamp that came from an ant that you could not tolerate. and you still have it in your, I'm just making that up. I don't have any of those, but I did at one point. But you see, we don't really know how to pinpoint it. How do we help people in this journey say, it's okay if you don't know, but how do you feel? Are you feeling depleted? So define for us what energy depletion may look like.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to say on this subject, Dr. Pat, is over the years, as I've talked to people, a lot of people, they spend a lot of time, energy, and money thinking it's them. Okay. Yeah. So one of the things that I teach classes for, and this is my passion, is to help people understand that a third of what's happening for them. So your environment affects a third of your law of attraction, for one thing. So once people become aware of the energy of their space, now it shifts. And once they learn how to find and cure that energy, do some space clearing, releasing this old emotional energy, mental energy, spirits, all of that can exist in a space. And one of the things, let me go here with this.
Sure.
So when I douse somebody's space, and this helps people understand how it's depleting their energy. So every one of us has an energy, and I ask, what is, I go into a home, I'm working with the owner, what is this person's energy level? So I'm going to just throw out a number. Plus 28, right? So their energy is plus 28. They've done a lot of spiritual work. They've done a lot of healing, inner work. It's brought their vibration up. Now I measure the energy of their home, and it's a plus 8, for instance. So now I can tell the people, here is where you're vibrating. Your house is vibrating at a plus 8. It is taking a lot of your energy to stay above the energy of your house. And our homes are so big. So now it's like it depletes us. It pulls our energy down. The dowsing, as I find and cure geopathic stress lines, negative vortexes, interference lines, there's a few other lines there that I will talk about. So I bring the energy of their house above their energy. Now we have this huge space energetically supporting us. Now it's like, and this is where people go on vacation. They go to Stonehenge, Apiary, Sedona, Machu Picchu, mountaintops, and they feel like expansive and aligned and vibrant. And they come home and it's like, they close up and they wonder why. Mm-hmm. So there's places on the earth that are already at this high vibration that we're drawn to. And it's important right now that we have that same energy in our own homes. So we can have this available day in and day out. We don't have to go on vacation to get it.
And, you know, this is really why this is so important. I want to just kind of, mention this. And when we come back for break, we'll talk about it more. Yeah. I alluded to the fact earlier in the show that, I talk to a lot of friends, family, listeners that call into the show. And there is a reoccurring theme. And the reoccurring theme is this, they don't say my energy is being depleted, but after about 5 minutes, right, of listening, I have a little bit more awareness these days. You can sense that's what they're talking about. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation with Linda about it the other day, and I realized something very interesting, and I don't have a solution for it yet. And that is that we have to be able to at least be our own detectives. We have to know when that's happening. Then we also have to have a way that we can say, well, maybe it's not my uncle. Maybe there's something in this environment, because every time I walk here, this is how I feel. And this is really important. It's about the stress lines that we're dealing with in our homes and in our workspace and other places. I mean, I don't know what there is across the hall in that room. I just know today, for whatever reason, I had Jessica pack everything up and move it across the hall and get on a ladder and put up the screens, the whole thing today. Why today for me? Why was it today? What happened today where that was the last straw? We're going to take a short break in that. Before we go to break, give us your website again. And when we come back, we're going to help all of you. How do you detect it? And what can you do? Is this something you could do outside of selling your home? Yep, we're going to talk about that. But what's your website, Annette? Let's tell people how they can find out more about you.
It's Annette Rugolo, RUGOLO.com.
When we come back, and again, we're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. So what if I said to you all that no matter what room you walk into, energetically, it should put a smile on your face? What if I said that to you energetically? You don't have to walk around smiling, but what if I said that energetically put a smile on your face? You know, what is it about that that may be so true? And what is it about that you can learn from Annette when we come back? Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at elizabethcunningham.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rugolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the diamond dowsing method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, Reveal Unconscious Systems to Discover Your Unstoppable Freedom Power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, I love having these conversations with Annette. I mean, since the last time we talked, I sort of like became more aware of even my space in my home and what I'm drawn to, you know, just about that. I'm not quite sure with a solution. I'm going to have to work with her more directly on that, but I've been more aware. You know, why is it, you know, in my home, I have a room that I could watch TV, and yet I will go into this 9x10 room that has two large pieces of exercise equipment and a chair, but all my spiritual things, and I will sit there and watch something on a small little screen. That's what we're talking about today. You don't need to know everything. Annette, right? This is what we're talking about. We're talking about this depletion. And I, during the break, I just said to you, it was more than just the energy in that space. It was, since I moved here this morning and I work from the studio room often, like Benny has a studio, right? I'll work from here often. I made four major decisions. I canceled one meeting, made a decision about staffing on another. And everybody, Linda's like, what happened to you? Did you like have a protein drink? Tell everybody what happened to me. I didn't have a protein drink though.
So that would, what you're describing, and I've seen this over and over again, every time I douse somebody's house, you have to look at, again, everything is energy, but I look at brain waves, right? So our homes, our spaces have brain waves. And the higher the brain wave, our brain waves of our home, first of all, affect our brain waves. So like beta would be a very chaotic space. That would be a negative vortex or a lot of geopathic stress lines. So we're in this space of beta, and it affects our own brain waves to the point that we cannot see solutions. We cannot problem solve our life. So we raise the vibration of your house to a theta or delta brainwave. And now that's affecting your brainwaves. And it's like, there's this expansion. There's this solution that opens up. And all of a sudden, it's like you see things clearly. You're energized. You're motivated, you're inspired. And that's the kind of energy that happens when you simply shift the vibration of your home or your space, a room.
Yeah. I got a question that just came in, and let's just see if we can get it on the table here. It's perfect. Hi there. Yes. Perfect topic for today. Annette, can you please address what happens sometimes if you can't change the room, like Dr. Patcha said, you can't change from one room to the other. That is your room. I'm especially talking about my workspace. Mm. Yeah, workspace is a big thing, right?
Yeah. So I have a solution on my website for those kinds of situations. There is something on my website under products and under the store. It's called a quantum energy ring. So a quantum energy ring, it's 100% copper. It's activated with light frequencies. So it's a movable positive vortex is basically what it is. So I had somebody, this was just a couple years ago, she had to move from one office to another. And the office that they moved her to, she instantly felt heavy energy. She hated it, right? So she bought a medium energy ring, sat on it, and I call it creating a force field. So you're sitting in this high vibrational frequency, and it filters out all of the energy in your space. So for people that can't change their physical space or the energy of their space in an office or a cubicle, that's a perfect solution. Okay.
Yeah.
People purchasing those that are affected by airplane energy. So they're sitting on this medium energy ring or a small energy ring in an airplane. so they're not taking on all of that airplane energy.
Yeah. You know, I love that we have this solution for it, because a lot of times, and let's just address this for a minute if we could, a lot of times we cannot pinpoint it. We don't go to energy, right? We'll come up with something else. But if everything is energy, I think we are so underestimating the impact. And one of the things I wanted you to talk about here, right, was, you know, what are these other stress lines that we're dealing with in our homes? And let me just throw something out that somebody said to me the other day. They actually wanted me to do a show. They wanted me to bring a panel together to do a show because in their world, their home did not change per se, but the past 3 years of their adjustment, working from homes, kids being at home, all of that. And, you know, what she was saying is, you know, there's got to be a way for us to understand this more, because, you know, we're back in school, we're back in work, we're back in, and then I come home and I can still feel the COVID energy. That was her words. And I don't think that this is small. I think this is happening for a lot of people. She also went on to say this, and I'd love for you to talk about this. She also went on to say, it is so, she said, it is so obvious, but it's not obvious that what it is. She says, what's obvious is we're down a lot here. We feel down. She says, we feel down. And we look at each other and ask each other, are you okay? Are you okay? See, that is the insidious nature of negative energy.
So there's, yeah, let's talk about that, because that's huge, because people have been in their homes for so long. So, and this isn't, so there's earth energies, there's man-made energy, but there's also the energy created by our own emotions, our thoughts. So think about being in a house for 2 years, in fear, worry, anger, sadness, all of these emotions that we have created in this space for the last 2 years. It's like I see them or feel them as clouds of energy. Mm. I call it energetic dust, right? So once we create those emotions, those thoughts, that energy hangs around in our spaces. So I've worked with realtors over the years, and there's something in the realtor world called divorce homes. And this is exactly what we're talking about. So there's a couple, for however long they lived in that house, there was arguing, there's resentment, there's anger, grief, all of that. They create all of that energy. They move out, leave all of that energy behind. Another couple moves in. Within 2 or 3 years, they're divorced. Mm-hmm. They move out, another couple moves in. And by now, it's labeled a divorce home. But it's that energy in that space that was created by that first couple that the next couples, it's affecting them.
Yeah.
And right now, because of all of this energy that we've created in our homes for the last 2 years with COVID, that's hanging out there. And it's called space clearing. So that's part of the class that I teach of how to release that energy. So it's not bringing us down, or again, we're using our energy to stay above it.
Yeah.
We have to clear it out.
You know, what's interesting about this is everybody has a different sense, right? What may affect me, what may have an impact on me, may not have an impact on Linda or Jessica or anybody else. It's really fascinating to watch it. And, you know, I have this beautiful place I live in, and I'm working on the backyard and building gardens and things like that. But in the backyard, there's a really interesting thing. It like slopes down. And then it slopes, and then there is almost like an 8 foot in diameter. It's not a hole, but you could tell there was something there. And Joe told me that what was there was, it used to be sand, so the kids would play. But every time I look at it, I can't stop thinking of what I want to fill it with or what I want to create it with or what I, and, you know, it's fascinating because Linda's looking at me like, oh my gosh, it's like not a big thing, Pat, you know, we cut the grass. It's not a big thing. And so number one, I stopped talking about it with her, but that does not mean that every time I look at it, I have the same feeling about it.
So it's, and this is what dowsing, learning how to douse.
Yeah.
You learn how to ask questions like, what is the energy created in this space? And then from once you know if it's like, is it energy from an event that happened there? Okay. Or is it geopathic stress that's affecting that area? Now you have the answers and a way to cure it, to transform that energy. I don't know if we talked about this last time. I don't think we did, but geopathic stress, for instance, in the yard.
Yes. Let's talk about that, because I was just going to get ready to that, to really talk about those other ways that might be affecting our energy. Go ahead. Yeah.
So geopathic stress in the yard on our properties. So there's been houses that I've gone to, and I douse geopathic stress for the whole property, not just for the house. So geopathic stress on a property, I don't know how many times I saw like a dead tree or a hole that was dug, and it's like, and there's geopathic stress going through there, right? So a young tree planted in a geopathic stress line cannot thrive. And this, I remember this one owner, it was their third tree that they planted in that spot, trying to get it to live. And they're thinking, I don't know, I don't have a green thumb, right? But it's not that. It's a fact that they were planting it in a geopathic stress line, and that stress was too much for that young tree, and it couldn't survive, right? So, and then the other thing with geopathic stress, and this is something that you can start looking at in your own home, ants, spiders, mosquitoes travel on geopathic stress lines. So every time there's an ant problem in a home, I would say 95% of the time, there is a geopathic stress that the ants are simply following that geopathic stress line. The fact that it's going through your home, well, your home's in the way, right? And once we cure that geopathic stress, the ants don't have a line to follow. The ant problem stops.
Yeah.
Same with spiders.
I love it. You know, on your website, I just want to mention this. One of the most interesting articles I've downloaded from your site. And by the way, I should mention this to everybody. If you go to go over to Annette's site, right? Let's give out your website again. But also on there, there are things you have people can have for free, right? And also you can schedule time. But you have an article on there called 8 Ways Your Home Is Talking to You, right? And so these are things that you've made available for people. Tell everybody listening the best way for them to go and get these, right? This is really, this one here, 8 Ways Your Home Is Talking to You, that is so insightful, that thing, that right there.
Yeah, I love that. So my website is AnnetteRugolo, RUGOLO.com. And there's a page I created called Enlightened Environments. So go to that page. There's some free stuff. And I'm really passionate about educating people about their environments. It's like we have to start becoming aware of the energy around us.
Yeah. You know, I was reading through this, and you addressed this so beautifully in what you just said, but I couldn't help but think about this because, you know, you're right. Ants, when they come in, they decide this is the pathway I'm going to little march along that line, right? This is the pathway. In the house I moved from, my friends used to call me the spider whisperer, right? And that has nothing to, I don't kill them. I take them outside, but there were so many of them, right? But now I'm looking at this from a different lens from what you just shared, right? From those type of things.
Yeah.
But if we don't tune in, so to speak, our energy can really get depleted. I mean, depleted in a way that I don't think people realize.
Yeah.
We're talking about, I can't get off the couch. I can't get up in the morning. I mean, there's just so many examples of this. What have you seen?
I've seen, and especially after COVID, right? So this is, I'm going to talk a little bit about the other work I do, the Inner Diamond.
Yes.
So it's really important that we keep our own vibration uplifted through our, through meditation, through prayer, through centering, whatever works for everybody. But it's also important to stay energetically protected. So one of the things that's on the page is a guided meditation. It's called the Tubes of Light. And it calls in this royal blue frequency. It's a frequency that filters out lower vibrational energies. And right now, because there's so much anger, there's so much fear, chaos, there's so much emotional energy created in this country, in the world right now. It's really important that we filter that energy out to keep ourselves in a good, uplifted space. Okay. So that would be, I think, the first thing I would recommend for people. And I always tell people, try it for a week, see how you feel, see if there's any a difference. So you get your own energy protected, and then you start becoming aware of the energy in your environment and look at, you know, doing some space clearing. There's lots of information on the website about space clearing. I have a class coming up as well, but it's, we need to clear out this energy and begin transforming it so we can come back to ourselves, to what we're here to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, part of this too is, this is the first step. And I think you talked about this in previous shows, but I want to remind people, you know, a lot of times, Annette, when we feel depleted or down a cord, as I like to say, we're so quickly to blow it off, right? Like, I can handle it. But what we don't realize is, especially if it's like you're talking about, if it's from the environment or it's from a stress fault or stress line, right? That is not going to really go away until you do something about it. And you know, I don't know about you, but I know that that can take its toll on people in addition to everything else that's going on. And what is the best way for people to call you, to really talk about, to do a consult with you? Because what I want to say to everybody that's listening today is, you don't have to know what it is. You just have to know, I feel depleted. Like me, you just have to know, today I could not do one more broadcast from that space. Just have to know it. And easy solution. Go from there to here, 10 feet, not even, right? And that's all people really need to know, because that's why you're here. You're to help kind of be the private detective, so to speak, to really figure it out and provide them a solution. What is the best way for people to do that? Because I think you also do consults with people and yes, organizations and space.
Yeah. So there is, I'm pretty sure it's on the Enlightened Environments page. There is a link for a free 20-minute consultation. And you can just schedule free consultation with me, and we can talk about what's going on, and I can help you find solutions.
Yeah. I want to ask you something. I was just rereading over your journey, and, you know, you started coming out, so to speak, in around 1999, 2000, and then went on to study with Marie Diamond, so to, you know, right, and study, prepare. I was so curious to know, what was it that got you pointed in that direction for your pathway?
That's a really good question. So part of it was, I left a very unhealthy relationship. Mm. And I stepped on my path I started hearing, this is going to sound strange for some people, but my future self came to me at a certain point in my life mm-hmm. and said, if you don't leave this relationship, you will be dead by the time you're 65. And I listened. It's 1 foot in front of the other. And one step took me to the next step, took me to the next step. And I remember, so there's two important messages I got. One was that, so I left the relationship, got healthy. I was very unhealthy at the time, on a physical level too. Went to massage school, started doing really a lot of holistic therapies and started teaching yoga, Qigong, all of that kind of stuff. So then I went to a massage school in Virginia Beach, Edgar Cayce School of Massage, really opened me up.
Wow, yeah.
I went back to Fargo. I was living in Fargo, North Dakota, went to massage school for 7-8 months, came back to Fargo, and I was thinking I had to be somewhere else to continue my spiritual path, to really connect in with the teacher I wanted to connect when with. So I started looking at Boulder and Sedona and all these other, you know, high vibe places, right? So I did this for about a year, year and a half, spinning my wheels. I finally got a message one day. I remember exactly where I was in the kitchen. And I got this again, a message saying, stay where you are, she'll come to you. About 6 months later, ended up at the Inner Diamond class and connected in with Marie Diamond. And it was Marie Diamond that I was waiting for. So part of it is just I listened to the messages I got. And from there, that's when it sped up. The Inner Diamond, I took the Inner Diamond first, 2005, I took the dowsing. Everything just unfolded in a beautiful way.
Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to ask that question so that folks can understand a little bit about the journey that leads someone to the place where they really are in a life's path and become the expert in an arena that is so service for so many people. Because I think that the word energy now and our understanding of it, even if we don't really understand it, but to understand the impact of it has never been greater. And yet most people don't know what to do about it. And that's why your message and today and in the previous shows is so important, because there is a solution, isn't there?
Yes. That's what one of the things I firmly believe is, there is a solution for every one of our problems.
Yeah.
And we have to believe it. And I trust that.
Yeah. Wow. I thank you for today. This was so awesome, because the message we want to give people is it's not always you. See, we go and like, oh man, it must be me. No, what if it was just you in response to the energy? And, you know, to figure it out, please, please get a hold of Annette. Annette, thank you for today. I'd also like to know from you, again, your website, but I'd love to know your personal message and what you want to leave us with today.
Okay. My website is Annette Rugolo, RUGOLO.com. And a personal message, I would say, open your ears, open your eyes, start being aware of the energy around you, and know that it's not just you. There's something else going on, and pay attention, listen.
Gosh, thank you so much for everything. One more time for the let folks know how they can get those free articles I mentioned.
AnnetteRugolo.com, RUGOLO. And looking forward to having you visit my website. If you have any questions, contact me.
Yeah, thank you.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.